whooped by God. And I'm not saying in a bad way, because I think a lot of times we think that God is very similar to our father. If we grew up with a father who is an incredible disciplinarian, whenever we think of God, we think that, oh gosh, if I don't do this, then this will happen. And what I want to free you from is that God is a loving God. He wants to make sure that you have freedom. All the things that he talks about are not rules of saying all the things that you can't do. He's just saying, like, bonehead, don't do this because I want you to be free. I want you to be free and walk in this area. And so he's constantly wanting us to walk free. And this was a cool thing with my parents growing up. What we lacked in finances, they gave us in love and they gave us in freedom. You see, the things, I was talking to my buddy James Dixon yesterday, and he told me that, you know, the things that my parents gave me, that you're awesome, you're beautiful, you could do anything that you put your mind to. And my pop saying, you know, you're the greatest, so act accordingly. All those things became a belief system because they came from somebody who I absolutely valued, but what they also did was gave me freedom to try. And so I want to talk about that today as far as that freedom to try, but I want to ask you the question, are you paying attention? And this was a question that I wrote down, and then I was like, oh, how can I apply it to culture? How can I apply it to the vibe? How can I apply it to different aspects of business and leadership? And God was like, that question was for you. Are you paying attention? And right before I started recording, I had all these plans, I had all these things, and the reason why I started this whole series of podcasts called Unscripted was because I wanted to turn on the camera and go based off of what God had me to do. And what I was doing is I was trying to force it this morning. And what he asked, this question was, are you paying attention? And then I was like, yeah, what is all the people should be paying attention to? And I got up and I walked over a different place in the studio. I walked back and sat in my chair, and he asked me the question, are you paying attention? Because I'm talking right now. And I am the greatest PR agent. I am the greatest marketing agent. I own it all. So why don't you just pay attention to me? And we've been going through the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. We're on Proverbs 5 today. And this one hit hard. It's very quick, but it hit hard. And it talks about adultery. But what I want you to do is I want you to take your glasses, if you have glasses, or just a lens. If you don't have glasses, I don't like you anymore, because now I have to wear them to be able to read. But what I want to do is for us to be able to look at this through whatever lens, wherever you're at. My wife told me this, people won't see what you do, they won't hear what you say, they'll only hear where they're at. Wherever you're at, if you're struggling in your relationship, think about this as far as the word adultery, you could use it in a literal sense. If you're struggling in your finances, you can use that adultery as anything in that's getting in between you and your relationship with God. If you're struggling in your work, you could use that as a lens. If you're struggling in your culture, you could use that as a lens. Leadership, systems, all those things. But read it through your lens, but it's amazing how God can be able to speak 3,000-year-old wisdom and make it applicable today, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. Let's get this party started. Corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. Tony, thank you so much for tuning in too. I absolutely love you, man. And I appreciate your encouragement. I saw you in the comments. If you, if you're watching live, go ahead and drop a comment, prayer request, whatever it is. It's amazing too, because I've been asking my friends, you know, what would you like me to cover? And I tried to, again, I tried to force this today, and I want you to realize that no relationship can ever be forced. I tried this when I was in school. I was the kid that would go full court press. Like if I hypothetically to my wife, I've never dated anybody else except her because I love her and she's the greatest in the world and she spells nice and she says nice things. But hypothetically, this little kid that I have in front of you right here. This little kid, and for those of you listening, I have a picture of myself. I think this is in like second or third grade. That little kid used to put on the full court press, meaning that if I liked a girl or whatever it was, I'd chase him around and I put on the full court press. And then I would think like, why don't they like me? Because I tried to force the relationship. And every time that I try, this is just on me. Every time that I try and force something with God, God says like, just relax, chill out. I was going to buy a car in Memphis, Tennessee. This was years ago. It was probably when I was 18, 19 years old. And I made an offer on the car. My dad was sitting in the pool, and I remember it like it was yesterday. And my pops was chilling in the pool, and I ran out to him. I said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do, Pop? He said, you put in the offer. If it's yours, everything's going to work out. And I said, yeah, but what can we do? Can we call her again? Can we do this? And he said, son, relax. God's got it. It's his will. It's his plan. It's his timing. I wasn't okay with that because I was a young kid and I tried to force it. I was, you know, wanting to call, wanting to do all these things. And guess what happened? I got the car for the exact offer that I put in, and my dad enjoyed the pool and I didn't. God wants you to enjoy your life. He wants you to enjoy the things that he has given you right now. And so in this question, are you paying attention? What he followed up with was because you won't value it if it's free. Now, I thought that I was going to get on here and share with you guys a message, but this is something that a conversation with God and I this morning. And for me hearing that, are you paying attention? I was like, yeah, I'm going to tell these people. And he was like, no, it's for you. Are you paying attention? Because if it doesn't cost you, son, if it doesn't cost you in your time, your energy, or your money, you're not going to pay attention. And he wanted my attention this morning. And the first thing that he asked me was, what is getting between you and me? What's getting between you and God? If you want to put it in your tense and you want to look at that, or you just want to look at me getting smacked upside the head today and experience it, it's completely okay. In verse 1-6, it says, my son, pay attention to wisdom. Turn your ear to the words of insight that you may maintain discretion and your lips will preserve knowledge. For the lips of the adulterous woman drip honey and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death and her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way her paths wander aimlessly, but she does not know it. And when I looked at this, I had to ask myself, like, what's getting in between me and God? What is that adulterous woman? Like, this was a thing. My wife and I were sitting on the beach and she's like, why is he always targeting us as women? And I turned and I was like, I didn't have an answer for her. So I asked God right then. I was like, you better show up because my wife is asking why, you know, I'm reading the word a lot and it says adulterous woman, watch out for the wayward woman, all these things. But what he was saying was take it in a figurative sense. Anything that is in between you and me is adultery. So if you focus on anything, and then he asked, like, what is your God? So who is your God? Am I your God? Do you truly believe that I own everything? Do you truly believe that it's going to be my will, my plan, and my timing? Or do you place value in something else? It could be money. It could be, you know, influence. It could be impact. It could be, you know, all these different things. And there was times in my life that different things were my gods. And I remember getting to one point where my job was my God. And guess what happened? For me, this was my relationship. God took that job away. And then when people were like, oh my gosh, are you, you know, were you so mad that it left? And I was like, I mean, what God let me know is that I have a plan for you, son, but I cannot do that plan if you keep jumping in. Don't be a backseat driver. Allow me to navigate, show up, put in the work, pay in your time, your energy, and your money, make sure that you're honoring me there. but also it'll be my plan, my will, and my timing. Second question is, are you focused? And he went and went down this. I was like, I answered this real quick. I was like, yeah, I'm a focused guy. I woke up, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and I want to be here, and I want to be able to record, and I want to be able to do this corresponding proper for the corresponding day. But he said, he went down, he got a little bit more focused. He said, are you focused? And then he said, have you let your eyes wander? And I had to say, yeah. I mean, there's some times where I look and I'll see a business deal, or I see something, I'll be like, man, that would be cool to do that. In verse number 7 through 11, what he says is, now then, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. And here is the next question is, are you steering clear? In verse 8, it says, keep your path far from her and do not go near the door of her house. And I was like, whoa. Then he asked, have you gone to the door? Have you gone to the door? Well, there's times where I've knocked on it. There's times where I've, kicked the tires and looked and said, maybe this will work out. Especially for me, it's been more in business than anything. And I try and take control. And what God keeps telling me, I'm the greatest PR agent. I'm the greatest marketer. I own everyone. I have built everybody. And it's been amazing because the greatest amounts of traction have come from me through relationship, not through a transaction. And so that relationship has opened the doors. I tell you about Bernardo Moya. A couple years ago, I made an investment to be a part of the Best You Conference. And I invested and I got a chance to speak on a virtual stage. Jack Canfield was on the same, all these things. I did that. But what's crazy about it is by making a relationship with my friend Greg Reed, by playing pool and hanging out, now Bernardo Moya is my friend. I got to host one of his Best You Conferences. He just reached out to me and I just wrote an article for his magazine, not because I paid for the ability to be able to do it, but because I had access through a relationship. So just be conscious of that. The third question that he asked me is, do you know what you will lose? Do you know what you will lose if you go down that road? And so as I look at this, it said in verse 9 through 11, it says, lest you lose your honor to others, your dignity to one who is cruel, lest your strangers feast on your wealth and your toil enrich the house of another. And so do you know what you'll lose? You'll lose your honor, your dignity, your wealth, and your hard work. And in question number 4, are you inviting discipline? And he keeps asking me this, and I don't like to invite discipline into my life, but I tell you, in verse 12 through 14, it says, you will say how I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I will not obey my teachers or turn my ear to my instructors. I was soon in serious trouble in the assembly of God's people. Am I inviting discipline or is it happening to me? I don't like when people discipline me. I don't like when people come over the top of me and tell me, my brother told me, I've been told my whole entire life what to do. I don't want to have somebody else tell me what to do. And so the question for me from God was, are you inviting my discipline or am I going to have to smack you upside the head, kind of snatch your tail like I did when I asked you, are you paying attention? And so as I go into question number 5, it's, are you working your land? And this is a common theme. Do you drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well? Should your springs overflow in the streets and your streams of water in the public squares? Let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed. Am I working my land? Am I working the things that I was given? Am I working my gifts? Podcasting, keynote speaking, speaking to companies, organizations, conventions. That's my land. It's my land right now. Is there going to be shifts? Absolutely. Was I in the professional beauty industry for 30 years and God shifted it? Yes. And did I have to say to him, I trust you? Because I didn't go after the audience that I had in the professional beauty industry. And that takes a lot of faith to step out and say, I'm going to start in a new industry with a whole new audience. And God was saying, do you trust me? Do you have faith? Are you walking in that faith? And are you practicing that faith? And are you paying attention to my wisdom? Well, sometimes I'm not. Question number 6 is, are you satisfied? Are you content where you are? In verse number 17 through 20, let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving doe, a graceful deer. May her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love. Why, my son, be intoxicated with another man's wife? Why embrace the bosom of the wayward woman? This is one I giggled as a kid because it said breasts. And when I looked at it at first, I was like, oh, wow, I need to, you know, be in love with the wife of my youth. Well, what he's saying is that is what you were designed to do. This is your purpose. This is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And are you content with that? And then the last question is, do you understand that everything that you do in the dark is going to come into the light at some point? And this one is a hard one to look at because there are times where there's thoughts or there's things that I want to do and I want to shortcut things. And then he keeps saying to me, don't shortcut it. Just allow me to work. In verse 21 through 23, for your ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all your paths. The evil deeds and the wicked of the wicked ensnare them. The cords of their sins hold them fast. For the lack of discipline, they will die, led astray by their own great folly. And he was telling me, he's like, you're going to be led astray by your own thoughts, by the own things that you're doing. And he let me know today, he said, I came to bring freedom, to show you all the things that are possible. I'm on your side. And I want you to live free in my wisdom. And see, my parents gave me that blueprint. They laid the blueprint for my belief system or my heart set. They said to me that you're awesome. Separate yourself from your accomplishments. You're beautiful. Don't ever compare yourself to anybody else. And you could do anything that you put your mind to. But just because you could do it doesn't make it your purpose. My pop summed it up like this. Boy, you're the greatest. So act accordingly. Then they helped to be able to set my mindset, because as I explored through my life, I realized that there was three things that made things really simple. Number one, be kind. Number two, make friends. And number three, stay really curious. And when I took the two of those and put them together, it spit out this relentless skill set. And the relentless skill set was just lock on to whatever it is that you want and go after it. Because you have permission to fail. If it works out, it works out. If it fails, write it down. Don't do it again. But my parents were constantly giving me freedom, but that freedom came from him. And that's where he wants us to be in our life today, is to be free to create. Proverbs 5, corresponding proverb, corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom that's applicable today. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.